President Prabowo Subianto arrived at Air Force Station Palam, New Delhi, India on Thursday. He was greeted by India's Minister of State for External Affairs, Pabitra Margarita. President Prabowo Subianto's visit to India was to hold bilateral meetings and attend the celebration of the 76th Republic Day of India. Next, we have Indonesian Foreign Minister Sugiono, who discussed President Prabowo Subianto's planned state visit to Saudi Arabia in a bilateral meeting with Saudi Arabian Foreign Minister Prince Faisal bin Farhad Al Saud on the sidelines of the World Economic Forum annual meeting in Davos Clusters, Switzerland. According to the Indonesian Ministry of Foreign Affairs, in a statement received in Jakarta on Friday, the two ministers also discuss on the planned results of the visit. That was Newsline from Voice of Indonesia.
Bring me down. Indonesia.
Lah, kita lanjut ya. Kita jalanin dulu aja gimana?
Well, I'm still figuring out what's best for me.
Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Listener, next we present a song from Ternate, North Maluku, titled Nyong Manis. Nyong Manis was created by Pretty Sports. The lyrics tells about a woman who falls in love with a man who has a sweet smile and a thin mustache. The girl prays to God if the man does not have a partner, she is destined to be with him. Day and night, she always remembers the man. However, if it turns out that the man already has a partner, the feeling of love will be kept in the heart. Okay, listener, here's the song Nyong Manis by Sanja Soleiman.
Exactly.
excitingly perfect. The ultimate paradise. A luxurious escapade. Here you have some of the hippest spots on the planet. Release your inhibitions for an adventure of a lifetime. Whether you fancy the beach or golf. Just love food served exotically. Or adrenaline rushes. Enjoy oases of tranquility. Where pampering is art perfected. Mysteriously festive. Tourism with its own history. Branded hospitality. The ultimate travel destination and more. Bali. Wonderful.
Indonesia.
At RA Digital with New Look, various collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcast, live radio broadcast, music playlist, podcast, video news, and various users' interaction features in the game. Various interesting content such as live, comments and share, as well as live chat with broadcasters and users. Direct messaging and private chat facilities between app users are also available. RRE Digital. Available on Google Store and App Store. RRE Digital.
Voice of Indonesia.
Thank you for still joining us, Indonesia, today from Voice of Indonesia, and you are still in the Friday edition of Indonesia Today. And hopefully you're having a wonderful Friday, fabulous Friday, and also planning for a long weekend, probably in your country, but in Indonesia, it is going to be a long weekend from Saturday to Wednesday. Very, very long weekend, and usually some recreational places and also the cities here in Indonesia are going to be flocked by tourists. And hopefully you are also having this Friday with wonderful weather, just like here in Jakarta, the capital city of Indonesia, which is not too hot but not rainy. A very good day to do our activities. What about in the other parts of the world? Let's take a look at the weather forecast. And this is taken from accuweather.com. we start from cities in Asia. For example, we have Beijing that will be sunny. And then we have another sunny day in Hong Kong and also Tokyo. Let's fly to the European cities where clouds will be covering Moscow and Madrid. But if you are in Paris, make sure you bring along your umbrella as the city will be pouring the city. It's time to get closer to the Australian continent with the city of Sydney that will be partly cloudy with temperatures may reach 24 degrees Celsius. What about cities in the American continent? We've got a partly cloudy day in Toronto with minus 5. And let's go to Buenos Aires that may reach 28 degrees Celsius. And we end our today's trip to find out the weather forecast in Mexico, Mexico City, that will be covered by clouds with temperatures reaching 17 degrees Celsius. That's it, the weather forecast for Friday, January 24th, 2025. We'll be back with more interesting information and program. And of course, we have some inspiring quotes of the day. So do enjoy only on Indonesia Today.
Aku dan dirimu sudah jadi satu di dalam ikatan percaya.
Do you love me like I love you?
Of course I do.
Indonesia.
Here is news from Indonesia. Deputy Minister of Trade of the Republic of Indonesia, Diah Roro S.T. Widyaputri, has expressed support for the plan to promote Indonesian export products at airports. She made the remarks at the coordination meeting for optimizing airport services at Novotel Bali Ngurah Rai Airport, Badung District, Bali on Thursday. According to her, airports have a strategic role as the gateway to Indonesia, especially Bali's Igusti Ngurah Rai Airport, which is an entry gate for many foreign tourists and international business persons.
Voice of Indonesia.
Have you heard of an island? An island of the gods. To me, Bali is my home. There is truly something for everyone to enjoy. From the volcanoes which created our island, our ancestral rice fields, hidden waterfalls, and beautiful white sand beaches. Seeing the look of wonder in people's faces never gets old. You will discover how everything on this island is connected. Here you can slow down, relax, and find peace. Recently, this island was paused in time, waiting patiently to be discovered once more. It's time to reawaken your senses. To witness the spirit rising. And experience the culture like no other. For Bali.
Mengapa masih ada
semesta menitipkan yang terbaik, bukan untuk selamanya, tapi belajar untuk menghargai apa itu cinta.
It's just salary in dollars. It's not appropriate if we call it salary. Nyadong is asking for milk cars. Long time ago, 500 rupiahs was enough for milk cars for 14 people. So it was 10 rupiahs per person. Now it's 500 rupiahs per day.
When dressing Kraton Yogyakarta Palace Complex, you will see a man wearing lurik or striped woven clothes and blangkon Japanese traditional hat. Yes, that is Abdi Dalam, who dedicates himself to Kraton Yogyakarta. Abdi Dalam obtained a title and education from Kraton. It marks that they are Abdi Dalam of Kraton Yogyakarta that understands customs and rules at Kraton Yogyakarta.
Nama asli Harjono, terus nama paring dalem atau kasih kraton itu Harjo Pawoko.
My real name is Harjono. Kraton gives me a name Sultan Harjo Prawoko. I get Kalinggahan or Kliwon title, so I am called Mas Kliwon Harjo Prawoko. Abdi Dalam is a person who can speak Japanese culture, which is followable and worth maintaining. So Abdi Dalam should be brave to be a role model with good attitude.
Becoming Abdi Dalam, there are rules to obey, starting from the way to walk, eat, and talk.
Abdi Dalam itu abdi budaya, harus bisa menyebarluaskan
abdi dalam, abdi budaya, dealing with culture, should be able to spread good attitude, like the way to walk, the way to eat. In Kraton environment, you cannot eat by lifting your plate. We cannot buy meals in warung or food stall. It is Abdi Dalam that make the rule, not Sri Sultan. Another rule is showing respect when seeing Sultan, but that Abdi Dalam wants. That's how Abdi Dalam appreciate the king.
Kliwon has become Abdi Dalam for 22 years. To become Abdi Dalam, they need to register and get reference from another Abdi Dalam.
Saya di wisuda jajar itu
I became jajar in 1990. It's the lowest rank in the Kraton administrative structure. The process to become Abdi Dalam in 1990 was just doing registration. But somebody has to take you. I get that I deserve to become Abdi Dalam. Yet, you have to have somebody to back you up.
To become Abdi Dalam, there are some stages to go through. The process, Kliwon said, needs a long time.
seperti saya katakan tadi, dari Jajar dulu 4 tahun, sekarang 5 tahun
like
sekali
you,
itu
Jajar first four years now
muda,
once in 5 years becoming Bekal Nom or Bekal Muda
pukul 10,
after 5 years it becomes Bekal Tua or Bekal Sepuh
Lurah
or Sub-District Head Wedono, Rio Region, Nayoko Kliwon, Nayoko and then Sentono. Now there is a change. At that time, after becoming sub-district head, Wedono is the next level. Now becoming sub-district head through Kliwon title, Lurah Kliwon. So it's first district head.
Becoming Abdi Dalam means dedicated to Kraton and Sultan Ngayogyakarta. Every Abdi Dalam has their own function. Like its name, Abdi means dedicate. So they work almost 24 hours every day.
Pengabdian atau magang. Setelah 2 tahun diangkat menjadi jajar.
After 2 years, Abdi Dalam becomes jajar. It's like a civil servant who gets degree. In Kraton, it is punukawan. Punukawan doesn't work. It's just complimentary. To get additional income, they got security at museum. That's from tourism sector. They work for 24 hours from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. They eat and take a bath here. It's once in 12 days.
Besides working for almost 24 hours, Abdi Dalam are willing to get paid 500 rupiah per day. According to one of Abdi Dalam, Kliwon, being Abdi Dalam cannot expect wealth and make it the main income.
Tidak ada yang tidak cukup. Itu kan tidak untuk kebutuhan, untuk
sehat. Nothing is enough.
Nah, iya.
Not even for daily needs. So besides becoming Abdi Dalam, we also have to have extra job.
Despite low payment, Abdi Dalam never feel poor. Kanjeng Jatiningrat, head of Abdi Dalam Kraton Yogyakarta, said, Abdi Dalam are those who prioritize peace of heart more than wealth.
Kalau itu dihubungkan dengan kemiskinan, nah itu hati-hati kalau di Jogja. Nah, ukuran miskin itu kayak apa?
Be careful to relate it with poverty. Jogja has different meaning of poverty. Physically poor, but mentally rich or sugih jiwo in Japanese language. But that's what pious people really want.
According to Kanjeng Jati, peace of heart is payment for Abdi Dalam. As Abdi Budaya, Abdi Dalam have to keep the philosophy of Yogyakarta.
Jadi yang namanya budaya itu jangan dilihat kesenian, ketoprak.
So what is called culture is not all about art, wayang or shirupa, and ketoprak or Japanese history based play, but also philosophy culture that causes peace of heart protected by a good leader, maintaining harmony with the leader.
In line with Kanjeng Jati to Kliwon, becoming Abdi Dalam is dedication and pride as he can get closer to Kraton and Sultan.
Banyak yang dikirim itu saja. Terus ketika ada hajat di Kraton itu,
when Kraton holds an event, it's an honor for Abdi Dalam.
Ketika ada
not all people can join, but Abdi Dalam are always allowed to come into Kraton.
Besides pride, Kliwon feels lucky to live on the land owned by Kraton Yogyakarta presented by Sultan.
Kalau saya di sini mungkin paling yang beruntung sebab yang saya tempati itu city atau tanah.
Me and friends here are lucky. We live on the land of Kagungan Dalam SG or Suman Group. SG is owned by Kraton Yogyakarta. No tax and no payment. The place is strategic. It is on Jalan Parang Pritis, with kilometer 9.7, close to Gabusan Art Market. The Kraton land is also given to those who want and need it, not only Abdi Dalam.
Gusti Joyo, Public Relations Officer from Kasultanan, who is also the younger brother of Sultan, explained that Abdi Dalam are not mates of Kasultanan. They are equal to Sultan's family. Therefore, they are not paid.
Abdi Dalam itu bukan berarti batur gitu, bukan berarti pembantu. Tetapi Abdi Dalam itu disaudarakan dengan seluruh keluarga.
Abdi Dalam are not maids, but family member of Kasultanan. So we call them konco. So Abdi Dalam is not a job. Therefore, they do not get salary. If they are paid, it is not salary, but they save it. I talked to Singaporean and Indian who conducted a research in England. Abdi Dalam and British Kingdom staff do not very high salary. Being part of British Kingdom is pride. So I work in Kraton to build togetherness.
The story of Abdi Dalam makes us think over how somebody who does not get payment is able to dedicate and uphold loyalty and honesty without ignoring the prevailing norm. Everyone who does things sincerely and honestly will get peace of heart. In fact, they are richer than anyone who is abundant in wealth. Abdi Dalam are true professionals.
Tahu Genjrot is a traditional dish from Cirebon, West Java. Made from fried tofu cut into small pieces and served with a distinctive sauce. The sauce is a mixture of palm sugar, tamarind, shallots, garlic, and chili, giving it a sweet, sour, and spicy flavor. This dish is typically served on a small plate or in a mortar and enjoyed as a snack. Tahu Genjrot is a popular culinary delight, commonly found in traditional markets and street vendors across West Java.
Listener, on today's music corner, we bring you a wonderful selection, a beautiful keroncong song entitled Angin Rindu by Anggirian and the New Normal Keroncong Group. This heartfelt song was written and originally popularized by Roni Parulian, a finalist of a popular talent show in Indonesia back in 2023. It's officially released on July 19, 2024. The song tells the story of someone longing for their beloved one, hoping the wind will carry their feelings to them. Well, listener, let's sit back, relax, and enjoy the keroncong version of Angin Rindu by Anggirian and the New Normal Keroncong Group. Happy listening!
Sampai kapankah rindu ini akan bertahan? Rasa gelisah menghantui perasaanku. Diam-diam mencari-cari hadirmu di sampingku. Andai saja angin akan bertahan.
Newsline, quoted the statement of the Indonesian Ministry of Foreign Affairs in Jakarta on Friday, Indonesian Foreign Minister Sugiono expressed his appreciation for Finland's support for Indonesia's efforts to strengthen economic cooperation with Finland and the European region in various fields. In the meeting that took place on the sidelines of the annual meeting of the World Economic Forum in Davos Cluster, Switzerland, Minister Sugiono hoped cooperation between the two countries, especially in the economic, health, digital infrastructure and energy sectors, could be even stronger. Next, we have Indonesian House of Representatives Speaker Puan Maharani and Singaporean Parliament Speaker Shah Kian Peng agreed to strengthen parliamentary and bilateral relations between the two countries in a meeting at the Nusantara Building Parliament Complex, Senayan, Jakarta on Friday. Puan explained, in the meeting, she discussed various issues with Shah Kian Peng, from bilateral cooperation, economy to the latest global dynamics. That was Newsline from Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.